You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Anthony Katchermans. I'm joined, as always, by Rhett Bollinger to talk about the Twins here in the dead of winter. Rhett, you are making your way through Minnesota as part of the Twins caravan. I know it's 5 degrees where you are today, and that's actually an improvement over the first day of the caravan. What's the latest from the road?
Well, right now we're up here in Detroit Lakes. It is definitely been a cold caravan so far, heading up into northern Minnesota. Can head up to Bemidji, end up in Duluth here in a couple days. But so far it's been great, really good crowds. I'm on the caravan here with Paul Molitor and Byron Buxton and Casey Feen and Dick Bramer, the Twins play-by-play guy. So, yeah, it's been really good crowds. It's been a lot of fun to see the fans excited. I think with the Twins kind of coming off their first winning season since 2010, I think there's just a little bit more excitement in the air. So, yeah, it's been fun to see all these fans out here at all these places all over Minnesota.
I want to know what that Georgia guy, Buxton, thinks about these sub-zero temperatures you dealt with.
It's pretty hilarious. It's funny because him and then Fiend is from L.A. area, just like me.
Okay.
So, you know, I went home for Christmas and all that. Jeez, it's been a little bit of a culture shock for me even. But, yeah, Buxton was laughing that, you know, back in Georgia, it was like 70 degrees when he left, and he got off the plane here, and it was, I believe on Sunday, it was like negative 15 or whatever it was. He said even getting off the, you know, that little tunnel, that little walk from the plane to the airport, he said it was just like he started choking almost because he couldn't breathe because it was too cold. So he's doing his best. He's kind of bundling up, but pretty funny to see him out here out of his element a little bit.
Well, Bux is obviously a big part of the Twins' present and future. Great to see him taking this opportunity to interact with the fans. I'm sure they appreciate that. And kind of in that vein, Rhett, we thought with this week, not a ton going on the hot stove standpoint for the Twins, as far as the Twins are concerned. So I thought we'd do a little getting to know you with some of the new faces for 2016. And, of course, the most prominent new face of all is Byung-ho Park, coming over from Korea. Obviously, you've learned quite about him as a player and the numbers he put up in Korea. Have you gotten to know much about Park as far as what he's going to bring to that clubhouse for 2016?
Well, I think Park, it's going to be interesting to see how he fits in. This is a guy from Korea. It's going to be a big change for him culturally coming over to the United States. But he seems like a good guy so far. Right? Just from talking to people within the organization, they feel like he's going to be able to fit in that clubhouse. He does know a little bit of English, which should help his transition. I think just in general, too, we talked about it before, but just that transition of when he gets up into the major leagues and even in spring training, just seeing that higher velocity, seeing just better quality stuff from the pitchers, it's going to be an adjustment. I talked to Paul Molitor here on Caravan yesterday a little bit about it, and he was saying that, you know, when he saw Junlo Kong with the Pirates in spring training, offensively, he wasn't really that impressed by the guy. I thought, okay, yeah, we can blow some fastballs by him, throw him some breaking balls away, and get him out, and they did, and sure enough, they see him in the season about 2 months later. And I think he hit 3 home runs off the Twins in about a 2-week span in 2 different series and played really well. And obviously, as we know, finished 3rd in the balloting for NL Rookie of the Year. So I think the Twins with Park want to be patient, both in terms of just fitting in culturally and obviously just his production on the field. And so I think spring training, that's going to be the key, is being patient with him, helping him adjust. I think they're hoping that by, you know, maybe by early May or so, maybe a month into the season, he'll really kind of start to kind of click here. And potentially maybe he'll fit in right away. We'll kind of see how it goes. But the Twins know it's a different situation, you know, having a foreign player like this come aboard like this. But definitely very excited for the potential with the power that he has in the middle of that lineup. So I think that's kind of the excitement part is you don't really know what you're going to get, but he certainly has the tools and the power to be a force for this Twins team.
I think I saw somewhere where he said he really wants to face Clayton Kershaw. Obviously, there's no no room in the schedule for that unless the two clubs meet in the World Series, but that seems to be a goal of his big league career is to face Clayton Kershaw, which, you know, not many hitters want to face Clayton Kershaw, period.
Exactly. That's pretty good for him. Yeah, at least he wants to see the best.
Also, Brett, Park's nickname. Do you know Park's nickname in Korea?
You know, I did. I think I saw it on Twitter, but remind me on that one again.
Park Bang.
Okay.
Park Bang. So there you go.
There it is. Perfect.
We'll see that on the Jumbotron at Target Field this summer, I'm sure. another guy who could be a big part of the 2016 fortunes, a name we've heard about for a few years now since the Twins took him in the first round, Jose Barrios. And I don't know if he fits in the open today picture, Rhett, but certainly a guy you could see impacting that rotation before long.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a guy that really shot up a lot of prospect boards. He was obviously considered a top prospect for the Twins as a pitcher coming into the season, but he had a big season in AA and AAA. They really established himself as a big pitching prospect for this team and really probably their best pitching prospect now, despite the fact that they've had some pretty good arms there in the minor leagues. I think it's more likely that he'll start out maybe again at AAA, get a little more seasoning there, and then come up maybe in early May or so. But you got to figure at some point he's going to be in that rotation because his upside, you know, too much. I mean, this is a guy that I think last year led the all of the minor leagues in strikeouts, and that's definitely something this team has been looking for, you know, in recent years just because they've had trouble striking out, you know, guys. Like, if they can get a strikeout guy, he's not exactly the typical power pitcher you think of in a sense. And he throws hard and he has a good breaking ball, but he's not the 6'5", you know, big guy. He's more of a 6-foot-tall, kind of smaller, diminutive frame. But he gets the most out of that frame. It turned out to be a big kind of workout freak here in the offseason. But, yeah, he's definitely going to be a big part of this team. I just don't think it's going to be right out of the gate.
Yeah, what's interesting, you know, his numbers only got better when he made that jump from AA to AAA. But you don't scout numbers. There's always things that the guys are working on. I know sometimes the quote-unquote seasoning at the minor league level is code for, you know, you want to delay the service clock. We know how that game is played quite often. But are there things, from what you hear about Barrios, as far as specific things he might be working on from a, you know, be it a control standpoint or just deepening his arsenal?
I think you're right. I think he does have to work on some things. I think control is a big part of it and just kind of commanding those pitches and setting up hitters correctly because, I mean, the numbers were great down there, but you got to remember, too, in general, you look at the offense in the International League last year and it was down in general.
Right.
So I looked at the Twins' overall AAA team ERA was pretty low. I mean, even some guys that aren't considering big prospects, guys like Pat Dean, had great years down there. Sometimes the numbers kind of can make you look a little better. And so I think in some ways, I think a lot of Twins fans saw the numbers for Barrios, but forgot the fact that he's such a young guy. Barrios is such a young guy that, you know, you never knew what he was going to do up there until he came up in September. And they kind of believe that Tyler Duffy was more ready at the time. And sure enough, he came up and did great. So I think that right now he's got to kind of work on a few things, but you're right. I think in some senses, you know, that service clock can kind of come into play here. The Twins obviously would never admit that, but you got to figure if they can keep him down in the minors for roughly a month or so, they get a whole extra year of control. So I think that's certainly a possibility that that could play into it. But the Twins would not, it often would not want to say that, but I do think that spring training for him will be important. But I do think he'll probably start out that year in AAA's rotation.
Well, Rhett, obviously you spend a lot of quality time with the skipper there on this caravan. That's always good. What are your impressions of how Paul Mahler feels about the Blues made the winner and just coming off of such a surprising year as it was?
I think he's really excited. I think talking to these fans here, you know, a lot of good questions from the fans about kind of how what they can do to kind of back up last season. I think there's just a lot of excitement. And this is a young core last year, seeing guys like Miguel Sano have the year he did and Eddie Rosario, and obviously talked enough about, you know, Buxton and even, you know, some of these guys like Trevor May, another young guy who had a good season, Tyler Duffy down the stretch. So they believe there's a lot of young guys to take a step up. I do think they thought they'd maybe be able to get a reliever or two by now. It just hasn't happened. I mean, there's still some guys out there that it could happen. But I think in general, you know, I think a catcher, they wanted to upgrade a catcher, and they're able to do that by getting Murphy from the Yankees. And obviously Park provides a big need in terms of getting a power bat in the middle of that lineup. So there are some changes, some improvements. But I think more than anything, I think there's this excitement about the young guys that have already got a taste of it. And the young guys, like you talked about, like Barrios, who haven't made that debut yet, but are going to be a big part of the future of this team. So I think the Twins believe they're on the upswing. But it's going to be tough. You know, this division, we saw the Tigers, you know, make another big signing, signing Upton. I think just in general, the American League this year, there's really no team, if you think about it. I mean, it really is projected to be like a kind of a last place or a kind of a doormat team, maybe like there are in the NL, some of their building teams there. I think the AL in general is just going to be a tough slate. So that's going to be the big challenge. The division's still tough. It still has the World Series winners. But I do think that there's a lot of optimism, and I think Mahler is feeding off that, and I think that he's kind of excited to build on that from last season and kind of take what he learned in that first season as a manager and kind of apply it toward his second season here.
Yeah, a lot of young talent on this Twins team, still on the upward escalator. That's a good position to be in, especially coming off a very nice year in 2015. I want to thank Rhett for joining us to talk about all that. And stay warm, buddy. Stay warm up there. Caravan. Second with you again down the road. Thank you all for tuning in. This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.